work.
Oh, brilliant. Michaela Todd, make it work. Well, as I say, Michaela back with us. All back with us. She'll be with us for the first time here. Debut American Songstress that she is on Wednesday, when we also have the return of Annette Andre with another one of her monthly letters from upstate New York. A new series we've actually introduced. In the studio, we have Natalie Tuck, we have Jodie Orton, we have Amy Ellis. It's great stuff. As opposed, you know, Amy, last night on the American Dream Team, Jodie said, Amy Ellis.
Sorry.
Really. It sounds that. It's Amy Ellis, you know, sorted that thing too. Birthday girl, of course. What better way to celebrate your birthday than going to see the Food and Drink Fair extravaganza that is taking place at the Lincolnshire Event Centre? And whom can we look forward to speaking to in a few seconds, assuming she's on the line and she hasn't just said, oh, I can't be bothered, just go to the answer phone, you know, I can't be bothered with any of this sort of stuff, it's media stuff.
Well, on the line, we should have Karen Malpass.
Not
are
the
you
legend
there?
That is Karen Malpass. Karen, are you there?
I am here, thank you very much. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Karen has probably one of the longest outgoing answer phone messages that I thought, I thought mine were quite long and informative, etc. But, you know, she goes through everything. If you know, go to a website, go to this, etc. But she's here and she's live. It's not a recording.
I am. Yeah, yes, exactly. Very live.
Last year, I was delighted to be at the Food and Drink Festival. I think was it the first one last year, or was it the second one? I think it was a relatively new edition. In fact, in a year in which the weather did for the Lincolnshire Christmas Market last year, by default, the Food and Drink Fair was the Lincoln Christmas Market in many ways.
It was indeed, but it was our ninth year last year. It's our tenth this year.
We're going to have it. Yes, so there we are. Well, I mean, last year thoroughly enjoyed it. Even got to the stage where there are photographs of me dressed in a pinny that are actually still there on the website. Yeah, exactly. But anyway, but as I say, this time around, as you know, driving miniature tanks. Would like to combine the two, but I don't think that the team at the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society and the Lincolnshire Showground necessarily, much as I appreciate Mark Farmer, he wouldn't necessarily want me to drive a tank through their brand new event centre, etc.
Our ground staff might have a bit of an issue.
Just, yeah. But what the heck? But hopefully, and this is why obviously we need to coordinate details so Karen can ensure that the necessary press passes go to yourself, Jodie, and to Natalie, etc. Mm-hmm. And possibly Amy as well, from that sort of point of view. Things will be sorted out for this. Why is this a must-attend event if you want to have any credibility for any festive routines whatsoever?
Well, it's our 10th year, so we've been welcoming back quite a lot of our standholders year after year because people really like what they have to offer. And we've got all sorts of food and drink that will help you kind of really impress your guests if you're entertaining this Christmas. But this year we're also expanding a lot more into gifts as well. So as well as all the fare that you're putting out on your table to impress your guests, you can also impress them with what you're putting under the tree as well.
Shall I share with yourself and the listener, Karen, what John Wenham, our wonderful events coordinator here at Siren FM, has actually written about the fantastic event itself?
Oh, please do.
Lincolnshire Showgrounds, Saturday the 26th of November and Sunday the 27th of November from 10 a.m. Christmas Food and Gift Fair. This is an ideal opportunity to stock up on items of foods that are needed for Christmas, some of which are not available in supermarkets. Tickets £5, children free. I presume we don't actually have a free child with every sort of beast that you actually
there. No, we're not giving them away.
No.
We're just
it's an important point to work through on that basis. Inquiries, of course, 01522, that's Lincoln 522900. That's Lincoln 522900 to actually find out details. Or you could obviously go online, like the whole thing, and work through that there. Which is, I mean, you know, Amy, have you ever been to, I mean, you've done the Christmas market. Have you been to the, in fact, you haven't done the Christmas market, I think you were saying.
No, I haven't. I'm really excited for this year.
There we are, exactly. Have your housemates decided to get me more positive? Because when we last spoke a couple of weeks ago, you said everybody in the house just seems to be down this year. You know, last year you used to get all the parties, etc. Now it's all got very serious.
They are getting more in the festive. We've got a Christmas tree now, so.
So really ideal to go to the Christmas Food and Gift Fair at the Lincolnshire Showgrounds to kind of keep that festivity going. Jodie, questions for yourself.
Hi, Karen.
Hello.
So. I love food and drink, so I'm really looking forward to coming on Sunday. Is there anything in particular that you recommend that I should try out?
Well, we've got Jeff Adams, who is also a lecturer at the University of Lincoln in journalism, but he's in his previous life, he's a wine expert, and he's doing one talk on each day, wine tasting, and talking us through some of the wines that will also be on sale from the Wine and Glass Company, which is a Lincolnshire wine company. So I'm particularly looking forward to that, because I think if there's any time that you get to indulge, it's Christmas. So I think we need to take it completely on board and get
and anything that involves wine.
Well,
I'm
exactly.
There.
It helps the occasion flow, doesn't it? Relax.
It certainly does. Yeah.
That's another reason, Natalie. She needs a reliable designated driver.
Yeah, Natalie's going to be my chauffeur for the day.
I don't know. Sometimes it's just little old wine drinker Jody. The number of times she was over in Los Angeles, we thought she was inebriated when she was doing her calls, etc. She got on the streets of LA, 20 past midnight, she says she's eating pretzels. No, she's hanging out with the rest of the winos. Like, I love Jean Soda. So they couldn't understand her, but they love the accent. Anyway, it is a grand event. I really spend. I'm still hoping I might be able to get down there for the Sunday, but other than that, it's a must thing. You mentioned obviously some of the great exhibitors that are there in terms of food, because I recall give a few name checks. Your Piper's Crisps are there. You've got your other sort of colleague. I mean, it's kind of like the Lincolnshire Show miniature version, but compressed into a wonderful sort of area undercover with lots of exciting things. Plus, there is actually, weather permitting, some nice outdoor food as well that's being there. So lots of things you can consume, etc.
Oh, definitely. Yep, hot food being sold on the day as well as. Lots of food inside to take home with you.
And bespoke pinnies and all the rest of the bits and pieces as well. Natalie, any questions you'd like to put to Karen? Because she is your go-to girl when it comes to coordinating this. You know, we originally, last year, she sort of stepped into the breach because, as I said in the email, A, I couldn't believe we'd come around to this time so quickly, and B, Lydia Rustling was normally the contact that we actually had worked with, but Lydia's decided to have more children, and that's fine, that's okay.
She has, but it is distracting and it takes her away from work.
She's done that so that she can give them away free. Only kidding, Lydia.
Well, yes, otherwise we'll run out. But I can't take all the credit. I have to acknowledge my colleague Sally Mundy, who's been heading up the project from our end. So
excellent.
She's been doing a lot of work on
it. That's great stuff. Anyway, questions from yourself, Natalie.
Yeah, what food can you get at the fair then that you can't get in the supermarkets?
Oh, well, Alex just mentioned Piper's Crisps, and they actually have a policy of not supplying supermarkets, such as Tesco's and Asda's. I think they might do the Co-op, but there's lots of food like that which is from specialist producers and smaller producers who might just not have the capacity to do it. But if you can't get to their normal outlets, then they'll all be here, so they'll all be in one spot for you to come and buy from. Mm.
There's a wonderful bespoke chocolatier who comes down from the north of the county, etc., and she produces wonderful material, etc. You've got
Scigliotti.
Yes. Exactly.
Yes. No, that sounds botanical chocolate. She uses all sorts of different flowers
In fact, Natalie, what you might like to do is actually just pick up the podcast from last year's sort of report so you can have a listen to that.
Yeah.
You know, it's relatively straightforward. You work through that basis there. We'll pull it up on the system even as we speak. Karen, what are you most looking forward to at the event itself?
Well, I'm looking forward to lots of kind of the traditional foods from Lincolnshire as well, like the plum bread. Modens are coming, so I'm aiming their way for a loaf of that. But I'm also looking forward to something a bit different as well. And Mr. Hood's curry sauces are going to be there. And so you don't always just have to have the traditional food each time. And because obviously you need to cater for Boxing Day as well as Christmas Day, don't you? So I'm quite looking forward to having the range of food there to choose from.
Absolutely splendid. Of course, I just realised last year we had two sort of sets of reporters on the Madrid Drive working with us on the whole thing. We had Sarah Bullimore, of course, who has been working so hard. She's always sort of she's almost evaporated, really. A little energy, little legs have been fighting so strongly on that sort of basis, sort of thing there. So Sarah Bullimore, and then of course Natalie Smith. Never heard of her again, basically, but still, never mind. And life continues in its own sort of merry little way. Jodie, Amy, any other questions for yourself that you want to put? Just looking at our list of finds and things here. Amy's a very good cake maker, actually, a very good biscuit, so she possibly should be exhibiting. Maybe she will be exhibiting in future times.
Her own stand, yes.
Very much so. There's a lot of cakes.
I keep waiting for the day I'm going to come into the Midweek Drive Morning Edition. There's going to be cakes.
Health and safety. I'm sorry, Jodie, that's like that. Obviously, just make them, Jodie. That's just make them, Amy. Yeah, they'll all come through.
I still say we should have this little cook-off. We could all do it then.
Well, you might be interested in then that we have a cookery demonstration theatre as well, so you can come and pick up some hints and tips from other chefs like Rachel Green and Karen Migliori from the Italian Family Kitchen as well. So there's lots of people, things here for people who are keen to learn some tips and advice in the kitchen.
It's just one joyous thing after another. That's the key thing in the whole system.
We've got some crafts as well. If you're more of a crafter than a cooker, then upstairs we'll have a knitter and crocheter, Carol Parker, and we'll have a paper crafter, Marion Sanders, as well, helping you make your own special Christmas presents, which are certainly not available on the high street, making your own. And we've also got advice on growing your own vegetables as well, a talk on each day as well. So there's something for gardeners too.
And it doesn't look as though we're going to get snow, which of course we had last year.
Yes, and we had a nice light festive dusting this time last year. We don't want anything heavier.
Yeah, precisely so. I think I'll ask Amy to throw those last two questions at you. Amy, off you go.
Have you had a reasonably interesting telephoning link with us this morning?
I have. Thank you very much for having me.
That's all right. And can we look forward to hearing from you again in the near future?
I hope so. We've certainly got lots of exciting things coming up in the new year, so I'd love to come back on.
We'll be there, Karen Malpass. Who knows, she might even get to the studio one of these days.
She's
walked past it several times in the zone, so we'll get her in doing various other bits and pieces. Bless her heart, she was very nervous for a long time. So it's all right, Karen, don't worry. You know, we know you can handle it. I wouldn't have asked you if I didn't feel you could actually cope with it. Bottom line.
It'd be great to see you, Karen, if you can get into the studio.
Because, after all, Jodie, you've been doing some modelling for Karen. You've been getting various other things.
I have. I've got a few photos for you, Karen. Lincolnshire Events Centre bag.
Yeah, the very same Lincoln Events Centre bag in Los Angeles. It's a bit like you know, the kind of Amelie doll that's taken around the whole place, except it's the Lincoln Adventure Centre, or Lincoln Events Centre, I should say, bag itself.
Indeed, that's fabulous. That's the most exotic place. I think most recently it's been to the Lake District in Gloucester, but I think Los Angeles definitely trumps that.
Excellent.
There you go.